You are listening to Beefcake's Bootcamp, the last stop before deploying to the front lines in the fight against white genocide. All right, Beefcake is back with us here again. Some stuff I wanted to say, some stuff I needed to get off my chest. I'm sort of aloof sometimes, and part of that is because I am a family guy, and I work two jobs to keep a roof, literally, over my family's head. And I still do go on and post the mantra. I still get into arguments with the anti-whites in order to make a point in front of an audience. I still do these stuff, but my time is sometimes limited, and I got to be in the right frame of mind in order to actually podcast and actually talk out loud about it. To monologue for any particular length of time. So sometimes Beefcake doesn't have material or has writer's block as far as it comes to elaborating on something. And a lot of these podcasts are sort of a useful for you to know sort of podcast. You know, if you want news and views and regular updates on what's going on in the world, that's Horace's Endgame Exotica. I don't keep us up with updates that are really going on the whole world very much. It's sort of verbal tactics to point out the flaws that the anti-whites are saying when they're trying to justify our genocide. And what's white genocide again? That's the flooding of all and only white countries with non-whites, force assimilating, force integrating, creating conditions that lead to enough interbreeding to destroy our race on a genetic level, and calling anyone who opposes it an evil racist Nazi who wants to kill 6 million Jews. That's the quick rundown of what's being done to us. That's what we're here to talk about, and that's what the Swarm, who's listening to me right now, has been doing an excellent job of. This message is out there. It's growing. The fires are getting lit all over the place. They're exploding. I like calling it gray goo. That way nobody accuses me of being an arsonist. But nonetheless, it's putting out concepts out there in front of the public so that this thing blows wide open, and eventually our enemies are forced to talk about white genocide. And there is something that I wanted to get to a while ago that is part of how I think. It was that one where there's been a few things that I've seen and pointed out that I've seen a lot of the Swarm now using. But, you know, one of them was the basics. Everyone was saying, the problem with the intermarriage and stuff like that. And they were complaining about, you know, it's not that anyone's forcing anyone to intermarry. And this was one people were kind of stumbling around trying to answer. And I simply pointed out that, you know, no one's forcing interracial marriage. They're forcing the conditions that lead to it. Okay, it actually comes down to a part of mantra thinking that I've been working on trying to explain. And I finally had that eureka moment when I heard a friend talking about something completely unrelated, and it hit me like a cinder block. And if you've ever been hit with a cinder block before, I feel real bad for you because that would really hurt. But this one hit me hard where he said, "Why am I not convinced?" I can't remember the conversation it was in, but he said, "Why am I not convinced?" When someone was trying to sell him something, I believe. And it came up, and that just stood up. I actually walked out of the room, and I thought to myself, I need to remember this phrase, "Why am I not convinced?" Because this relates to something that we do. And I want you to start asking yourself that question when an anti-white hits you with something. Now, of course, if you're using Bugs Buddy, go ahead and, you know, just pull the appropriate answer out of there. Because, yes, our enemies do sound like robots, literally pulling objections to the mantra out based off of a script that they've been completely brainwashed with. I'll go into that in a second. When we're answering them, sometimes a quick custom reply we can always make that points out the flaw in their argument, how it's, you know, meant to put us in a world without white people. That's where they always come from. They're either justifying the conditions that lead to a world where we don't exist via the forced assimilation, or trying to say why all white countries need to take in massive amounts of non-whites, or trying to justify the propaganda that is meant towards glorifying interracial breeding and marriage. Okay, they're always in some way, shape, or form supporting conditions that lead to a world without white people. And that's why when they tell you things that are anti-white or they object to the mantra, they haven't been able to convince you of that. How come when they're arguing, when these anti-whites are trying to bring up an objection to the mantra or white genocide, why haven't they been able to convince you that the situation either isn't happening or that it's okay? It's a good question to ask yourself when it comes to forming a response. Why am I not convinced? Why am I not convinced? You know, the how about this one? I'll use this in an example. And when you, oh, by the way, when you come up with why you're not convinced, a great thing to do is to think of a way to say in a very concise way why you are not convinced in front of that audience, to point out why they shouldn't be convinced either. And the example of this one is your genes will still be floating around out there. Who here has heard that one? Yeah, I just saw you raise your hand. Listening to the MP3, yeah, I have guys eyes everywhere. Actually, no, I don't. That's ridiculous. But we've all heard that. We've all heard anti-whites say, "Your genes will still be floating around out there." You know, your genes will be floating around in the population. Once there's a mocha-colored humanity where all white countries used to be, it's still not genocide because your genes will still be floating around in the population, and maybe every once in a while they'll randomly come together and a white person will still be born. So you're not really extinct. And that's why genocide can't be done through interbreeding, because your genes will still be floating around out there. So what are you so worried about if your genes will still be floating around out there? That's not genocide, is it? Well, interestingly enough, I'm not convinced. Nope, Beefcake's not convinced by that. Why is Beefcake not convinced? Because genocide is something in whole or in part. So if you blend our population out of existence to the extent that we would have to wait every once in a while for someone that even looks like us to be born, I would say that would be reducing our population in a very large part. Therefore, it's still genocide, even if some of our genes are floating around out there. I got an even better example, a hypothetical. What if white countries were to institute a government policy where all females had to be artificially inseminated, however, I mispronounce things all the time, but where everyone had to have genes from non-whites artificially added to their gene pool. No one would do any actual sex, but there would be, you know, they'd be adding the genetic material via in vitro fertilization or artificial insemination, and then the next generation would automatically be mocha-colored. They couldn't very well use the excuse that it's not genocide because your genes would still be floating around. They're just adding genes to your population by force. It's not genocide since your original genes are still there. How ridiculous is that? Huh? Yeah, that would obviously be genocide if you were to force artificial insemination on a population. But of course, anti-whites are not going to do that because that would make it too obvious. The whites would revolt immediately. That would never work because it would be obviously genocide. So what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to do the closest thing to that. And that's exactly what they've done. That's exactly what white genocide is. White genocide is creating conditions that would lead to enough interbreeding to destroy our race on a genetic level. They have gone and enforced a situation that is as close as they could possibly hope to get away with to a program of artificial insemination. That's as close as they can possibly get away with at this point in time, is to force conditions that lead to massive amounts of interbreeding. That's what they have done. And that's why I'm not convinced when somebody says some of your genes will still be floating around out there. Obviously, reducing a population to just a few genes floating around out there is genocide. And that's why I'm not convinced by it. And the key to that is to be able to articulate that in front of the audience. If they haven't convinced you based on something that they have told you, you know, well, of course, it's happening in Thailand, too. Thailand is an Asian country, and they have non-Thai people living in Thailand. Well, that's not a problem that all Asian countries are having en masse to the extent that it would threaten to blend them out of existence in the near future. This isn't happening in all African countries. Are there some African countries with a substantial population of non-blacks living in them? Of course. but it's not happening in all black countries. Therefore, we're not convinced when the anti-white tries cherry-picking a few examples and proves the rule by picking at examples. It's not convincing us. This is why the anti-whites haven't managed to convert us to being anti-white, because we're not convinced. So then the question is, just ask yourself, why what they told you hasn't convinced you? Why has it not convinced you? Make it short, quick, and simple, and chances are you have a very mantra-esque answer that would be in fitting with mantra thinking. You know, be careful, make sure you're not, your thinking process, I should be careful on this, because some people have very complex thinking processes. We got some people who got these mile-a-minute brains, and they might actually go into conspiracies and crime stats and stuff for temporarily in their head, but I want you to think of the most simple reason why you wouldn't be convinced, that keeps things in line with mantra thinking. But chances are, when you're out there pointing this out in front of anti-whites, even if you've gotten to the point where you feel comfortable around the campfire with family and friends bringing up the concept of white genocide, and yes, Beefcake has done this. I've gotten comfortable talking about this with family and friends. That's part of the reason I haven't lost family and friends over the SPLC article that was talking about Michael Rudolph. He hasn't lost any friends because all his friends already know his politics. Thank heavens. I lost quite a few early on, and that's the truth. You will lose some friends doing that, but the ones I still have already know my politics, and that might be why I'm comfortable talking about them in person. But occasionally they will bring up a few objections, and I shoot it down very quickly simply by telling them why I'm not convinced in a mantra sort of way. And really, that's a key part of mantra thinking is to think to yourself real quick, why is this not convincing me? You know, why is the nobody forcing intermarriage thing not convincing me? Well, of course, because what my enemy is doing is they've enforced conditions that lead to those intermarriages. Why is telling us that since some of our genes will still exist mean it's not genocide not convincing us? Well, because if you were to do that with a program of artificial insemination, that would clearly be genocide, even if some of your genes were floating around, because some of your genes floating around, if that's all that's left of you, your population has definitely been reduced in part. I'd say catastrophically, and that would obviously be a genocide. So enforcing conditions that lead to that through intermarriage would be genocide still as well. That's why I'm not convinced when they try telling me it's not happening, so long as a few of my genes are floating around out there. You know, and point that out in front of the audience, how despicable what your opponent is trying to say really is. You know, going for the moral high ground, pulling the illusion of the moral high ground out from under the opponent in front of that audience, because that's essentially how part of this thinking works. You know, the reason they haven't convinced you that white genocide is okay when they tell you whites are guilty for all the evils of history is because you know your people aren't genetically evil, and you know that we shouldn't have to defend our right to exist. When they say that wanting to preserve white people makes you an evil racist Nazi who wants to kill 6 million Jews, you're not convinced because you know that it would be genocidal, that it would be advocating genocide to try telling anybody else they don't have a right to preserve their own people. When you tell black people that they don't have a right to preserve their race, you'd obviously look like a genocidal maniac. Therefore, we're not convinced when an anti-white tells us that we don't have a right to preserve our own people. And all you have to do is point that out, that when they tell you you don't have a right to preserve your own people, that you don't have the right to have what your people need, you know, like maybe a home, in order to preserve your people. You don't have a right to that because of the evil things your people did in history. What they're doing is they're advocating genocide. That's why they haven't convinced you to be an anti-white like them. Essentially, their arguments, every time they argue with you, unless it's just name-calling, you're an evil racist Nazi who wants to kill 6 million Jews, and just blatant calling for the pitchfork and torches to come after you for having the wrong opinion, you know, or when they try saying that nobody agrees with you, they're saying that the merits of an idea are based on its popularity. That's why I'm not convinced by them telling me my idea is not popular. Because they're saying that the merits of an idea are based on its popularity. Well, it doesn't matter how unpopular an idea it is. If the idea that my people are responsible for all the evils of history and therefore need conditions imposed on us that would destroy our people, if that happens to be a popular idea, that doesn't make it right. Genocide is always wrong. Therefore, when they try telling me that my people did all the evils of history in front of that audience, and it doesn't convince me, I'm going to lay it out in very simple terms in front of that audience as to why they shouldn't be convinced by this either. That's essentially what the mantra is. That when you think about it, Bob was not convinced that the situation that we're in is okay, and so he points out that all of this talking about a race problem and saying you're going to end it by flooding all white countries and only white countries with the third world until they assimilate, unquote, with them, until they all intermarry and interbreed and create a mocha-colored humanity, you know, and that if any psycho black man wouldn't put up with this if this were being done to black people, you know, and what kind of psycho black man wouldn't object to it? Okay, but when we talk about the genocide about our own race, anti-whites and respectable conservatives alike, or liberals and respectable conservatives alike will call us an evil racist Nazi who wants to kill 6 million Jews. Well, Bob wasn't convinced by that label. He wasn't convinced to sit down and keep his mouth shut. Neither are you. So that's at least in my mind, that's a key way of my thinking is why am I not convinced? I heard somebody say that when someone tried selling them something, and it stuck to me. It really stuck with me to think to yourself, why is what they're saying not convincing me? Because clearly they haven't convinced you. If you're still listening to me right now and you're still posting the mantra, that means anti-whites have not convinced you to become anti-white. You know, back to the mantra thinking when they say nobody's forcing the intermarriage. Of course not. But that doesn't convince me it's not genocide because you're forcing the situation that leads to it. So, you know, it doesn't have to necessarily be a whole, you know, a lot of times when we come to that first thing where when our opponent hasn't actually convinced us in the way they thought they would, there's usually one very simple, glaring reason why they haven't convinced you. And this can be the key to explaining things, is going to that concise reason as to why you weren't convinced, making it concise, here you go, handing it back to them in front of the audience, and they can see for the whole world why what their opponent just said doesn't work. Or in our case, can see for the whole world how what their opponent still said, or what their opponent said still leads to a world without our people existing, why it's still advocating white genocide. If it advocates conditions that lead to a world without our people, then they're advocating genocide. Really quite simple. I'm getting close to the end here on the rant of why I'm not convinced. But what I want to leave us on is the knowing that this message is finally getting large enough that it will become a major, major public issue very soon. I can feel it. I know that it's happening. If you've been listening to Horace on Endgame Exotica, he has mentioned this too. We're looking at a big war eventually breaking out here, or major financial collapses in white countries, possibly the United States losing major clout in front of the rest of the world. You know, things are happening right now. Where Team Pink Rabbit, as they're called, is their cheese is sliding off their cracker when it comes to their power and their power base and their media control and their ability to control a message. We're sitting at a time on the calendar where, regardless of exactly what happens, because again, we're not into predicting the future. We can't predict it entirely, but we know that this message is going to get big. We don't know what the solution's going to be. Our whole point to talking about white genocide has been to poke holes in the dam until the dam breaks wide open. We don't know which way the river's going to flow once that dam's been broken open. All our job to do is to break open the dam, because right now the conditions for white genocide are in place, and the first thing white people need to be able to do to change those conditions is they need to talk about it. We don't know what solution they're going to come up with to end white genocide. We don't know how we're going to fix the situation, but we know that we need to be able to talk about it first. That's what our job is to do in talking about white genocide. So even if you're not winning arguments and you can't articulate in front of that audience why you're not convinced, that's okay. Even if you put it up on enough forums and variations of the mantra and mini mantras, the right people are going to see it. Okay, and maybe you can't think of a reason how to say why you're not convinced, but somebody reading it is thinking that. And they might not want to post because they don't want to end up being on an SPLC article or something like that. You know, some people are really afraid to speak their minds, but you're still putting the ideas out there. And those ideas, you'd be surprised how you can't bottle lightning forever. They start slipping out and coming out in all sorts of odd ways. And you're having an effect on the public mindset. We need to continue talking about it. When anti-whites try justifying it, we can just point out in front of that audience why we're not convinced. So that's why this podcast has been labeled Why I'm Not Convinced. And so trying to leave this on a positive note, keep fighting white genocide. And when this thing blows wide open, it's going to get very entertaining. You all have a good night. All right, platoon, that's it for today's lesson. I want you to go drop the mantra 50 times and report back.